You're with Mitch on at 2SER Breakfast and joined by the lovely Dr. Lisa Murray from the Dictionary of Sydney. Good morning. How
are
you doing?
All right. How are you, Mitch?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for asking. The Easter show is pretty much here almost.
Yeah. Well, I think it's already on.
It's already on.
Yeah. People are out there enjoying it. So.
That's right. Getting their Dagwood dogs.
Yes.
And their show bags.
And their show bags. And going to Sideshow Alley.
Yeah. And all the animals.
All the animals. Yep. Yeah. What's your favorite part of the show?
Well, as I said before, I haven't been for a long, long time, so maybe it's changed. You can't get past the animals. Like, because, you know, being a city kid, you don't get to, like, touch and smell animals a lot. So that is probably my favourite part of it. What about you?
Yeah, well, I like that too. And I always liked seeing the district exhibits, which is when they got all the fruit and veg and
kind
of made pictures out of it, you know. Yeah.
Like
and
diagrams.
They all competed, yeah, and they all competed against each other. So it's always competitive. And that was one of the things that, I don't know, my family always went to. There were certain things like the family always did when we went to the Easter show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the district exhibits. Another one was the wood chopping.
Oh, yeah. That's a must.
Had to go to the wood chopping. And then, of course, you always timed it so that you got to be in the stands for the grand parade and you could rest your feet for a little while.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's pretty old, isn't it, the Easter show? How long has it been around for?
It's been around forever.
Ever?
Well, pretty much, you know, in terms of Sydney's history.
Mm.
So it can actually trace its origins back to 1823.
1823.
When the first agricultural show was over in Parramatta. And then it kind of went into hiatus for a little while, but then got going again in the 1850s.
Mm-hmm.
And the agricultural show has always had a range of venues, but it's had three key venues. So in 1869, with four key venues, I guess, because it's in the 1850s, it was out at Parramatta,
yep.
In the Domain at Parramatta. Then in 1869, they moved to Prince Alfred Park in the city,
mm-hmm.
And they were utilising the new exhibition hall that was built there, which is roughly where the pool is now, for people who know that park. And they were there for many years. And then they decided they were getting too big for their boots.
Ooh.
So they moved out to Moore Park, and they established the showgrounds there. That was in 1882. And I suppose it was into the 20th century that the show developed to what we kind of know it mm-hmm. of today, which is that it is about the country coming to the city,
mm-hmm.
but it's also about celebrating innovation and invention and manufacturing in Australia mm-hmm. as well. So there are lots of industrial exhibits and things and showing how things are made,
yeah.
and those sorts of things. And that's how the show bag actually evolved, because it was about showcasing new products and getting people to sample things.
Mm.
And so things like Minties, which were created in the 1920s, had a big splash at the Easter show in the 1920s because it was a brand new mint nougat product.
Wow.
And so they were sort of saying, you know, you've got to try the new Minty, and it's made right here in Rosebery and all this sort of thing. So it was very much about educating people. And I think one of the really interesting things about the show is the diversity of people that it brings. So it's not just about the chicks and the cows and the dogs and the, I don't know, the dahlia competition, but it's also about the people. And I think it's
the mix of people.
The mix of people. And I like a bit of people watching.
Of course, who doesn't?
Yeah, and the show is a great place to do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It always has been. And I think one of the really interesting things I discovered this week when I was reading our fantastic article on the Dictionary of Sydney, of course, mm-hmm. about the Easter show, was that there's actually been a little novella written about the Easter show by a really quite significant female Australian writer, Miles Franklin.
Oh.
And she wrote this piece called Sydney Royal Divertissement in 1947, which is basically this kind of little rollicking tribute. It was probably it's written and illustrated. It's probably more like sort of young adults fiction, we call it
today.
This tribute to the human dramas of the show as the kids kind of, like the strong-willed kids kind of drag their parents from place to place and get lost and have encounters with the carnies on Sideshow Alley and then, you know, the farmers here. And it's this, it really kind of has these quite caricatures of Australian people. Mm. So there's...
it's a good snapshot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a snapshot. So there's the working class from Woolloomooloo. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's 1947. Sideshow operators, you know, the country whoop from Whoop Whoop. And so it goes on. And I think this is a really kind of lovely way that to see how really iconic events in Sydney actually shape our cultural understandings of the city and how we can actually, through a tradition like the Royal Easter Show, kind of be aware of a much greater diversity of people in Sydney.
Yeah, it is a great mixer of everything that Sydney has to offer. And it's great, you know, meeting people from the country as well who this is their sort of lifeblood coming in.
That's
and, you know,
right.
Showing their wares, so to speak. So.
Yep.
If you can afford it, of course, head down
That's
to
right.
the Sydney Easter Show because it is quite a bunch of money to
it
part with.
It is. My favourite show bag is always the cheapest, the Birdie Beetle.
Birdie Beetle.
Birdie Beetle bag.
You can't beat the Birdie Beetle bag. There you go. From the Dictionary of Sydney, check that out. Fantastic article on the Sydney Easter Show online. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Catch you next time.